We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 2, The Two Things, Part 1 of 3.
Nothing used to scare me. I didn't fear death or what might be there on the other side if today was my day. That was then, and this is now. We arrived on the top floor after 4 hours of going through the rest of the building. My eyes were starting to blur, so it took several attempts to bring down the last one of those things we found on the ninth floor. There'd be time to rest later. We only had one more to go.
You ready?
All set. Saul, you good?
Whatever.
Hey, keep your shit sharp. Only one more to go.
Man, ain't no one up here.
On three. One, two, three! Fall back!
Get back, motherfucker!
Well, who the fuck's shooting at us?
Hold your fire! Hold it! We're not them! We're normal!
Why don't you peek your head out around the corner and let me see?
Fucking asshole! I'm not one of them!
See? You fall for my tricks. But I'm not gonna fall for one of yours.
Tattoo, who the hell is this guy?
It's Bill. He owns the building. Well, he inherited it. I don't know he was still here. You want me to open up with the saw? He's only got a shotgun. If I blind fire around the corner, we'll shred him.
Look, I may hate this fuck, but we're not gonna kill him.
Why not? See, that too agrees with me.
Hey, Michael's right. He's only acting in self-defense.
Maybe you should try reasoning with him.
What do you think we've been trying to do?
Bill, it's all right. We're here to help. How could I be talking to you right now if I was one of them?
Maybe you're different. Why should I take a chance if I don't have to?
You just need to trust us.
Sure. I'll trust you. Why don't I just put my shotgun down so you can come closer and tear my fucking face off like the others?
So, knife.
What are you doing? You're not
I'm
going to...
I'm just using it for its reflection. Hell, if I'm sticking my head out again. All right. He's created a barricade outside his apartment with furniture. It's just like the other floors. He's halfway down the hall, facing away. We don't have a clear shot. Tattoo, is there any way around?
Yeah. You could take the elevator to the other side, but he has a clear shot of that too. His penthouse spans most of the floor, with a few rooms along the back. There's no way around.
Well, at least we know he's not one of them. Come on. We're gonna head back down.
We're what?
Look, we can deal with him later. We'll seal off this door. Tattoo, you have some nails and some wood?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Let's lock him in. I'm more worried about the lobby right now. Let this asshole sit it out.
All right. Datu and Riley, you seal off the door. Michael, Saul, and I will head downstairs to the lobby.
Riley, if he comes out at all and you feel threatened, go ahead and take him out.
I am not doing that. It's one thing to shoot one of them, but he's still a human.
All right. Saul, you watch the door. Riley and Pegs help us in the lobby. After that, we'll call it a day.
God, what time is it anyway?
10:15.
Once he's sealed off, meet us downstairs. Roof access was going to be a problem, but we could deal with it later. A man with a twitchy trigger finger was the least of my worries. It's amazing what you're able to do past the point of utter exhaustion. Everyone could barely find their feet, but they knew it was at stake. We each pulled our part, putting furniture and doors from upstairs apartments over panes of glass windows. We worked as quietly as we could. Each strike of a nail could be heard by one of those things beyond the darkness. We were lucky that night. If just one of those had seen us, it might have all been over.
That's the last one.
Good. We're almost out of nails.
All right. Nice work. We'll get some more when we start doing supply runs.
Supply runs?
Well, not everything we need is going to be in this building, but we'll worry about that later.
All right. Everyone take a room on the second floor. There's no need to spread out in case something happens.
Yep, good call.
Shit, don't have to tell me twice.
Well, keep your doors open so I can call to you if something happens.
Hey, Dodger, the water heater still work here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Good, because I smell like a fish.
Well, I know what about when I want. Bex, you coming?
Yeah, just a second. Aren't you coming up too?
No, someone needs to watch the stairwell. Make sure no one gets in while y'all are up there.
But you're exhausted. Can't we just, like, block it or something?
Well, by the time you know something is wrong, it'll be too late. It's all right. I'll sit in the stairwell with my back against the door. I'm sure it'll wake up if something tries to get in.
Okay. Good night.
Night, Peg.
Oh, and, thank you, too. I appreciate what you've been doing.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Well, night.
Hey, keep it open.
Sorry, I forgot.
Oh man, this is gonna be a long night. I remember not being able to sleep the entire night. Just kept feeling small vibrations against the door. Maybe they were explosions far off in the distance, or just someone moving around upstairs. It all blurred together as the stairwell gave no sense of time, no light or darkness from the outside. It might have been 12 minutes or 12 hours when I heard the pounding.
Saul, Angel, get down here!
What? Shit, what time is it?
Coming!
We got something.
Is it in the lobby?
I don't know, come on.
Aren't we gonna wait for...
No, Ty, come on!
Please, just let us
in. Oh, God, let us in. Please, hurry.
Front door, come on. Where's the key?
Oh, fuck! It's upstairs in my uniform.
Go get it.
Oh, God.
Getting the key. Hold on. How many are you?
Do this, man. Please let us in. Oh, shit, there they are.
God, they're coming. Please, let us in.
Step away from the door. Get inside. Get over here.
Get in the stairwell! They're inside?
It's too late.
What the fuck happened?
I had to shoot the lock.
You what?
You have to go out there, please. Todd,
get over here. I can't hold
there,
this door
please.
On my own.
Hey, you guys need help?
Where the fuck have you been?
I was upstairs.
Just get that too. Find whatever you can to board up this door. They keep pounding like this and the hinges are gonna go.
Please.
Hey, I'm on it.
Please, you need to do
hey,
something.
Look, we can't. Don't you understand what just happened?
Todd, he can't be dead. He just can't be dead.
What happened?
Todd.
Riley, take her upstairs.
No, I don't want to go.
Come on, come
we
with
have
me.
To go back.
I know. Come on, there we go. It's all right.
Todd is all I have left. He is all I have.
Poor girl.
Left.
Who cares?
Excuse me? You of all people should have some sympathy.
You jeopardized everyone's life by letting them in. You could not have made it to this door in time, and everyone upstairs would be dead or worse by now. Sympathy aside, this is an entirely different situation.
Well, maybe I did make a bad choice, but we saved one more person. It could have ended badly, but it didn't.
Some use that girl is going to be. She's a mess. What good will come of this?
What good is she to us? You need to shut your fucking mouth before I shut it for you. I don't care what bars are on your shoulder.
Look, you might not like it, but I'm right. I need to focus on the mission and the safety of everyone as a whole. I need to make the call when it comes to someone living or dying. Is one person out there really worth all of the lives of the people upstairs?
Shh. Listen to that. I think they're leaving.
Here, this should hold it.
Do it. We'll keep holding the door.
Come on. Just keep doing it. Make it go all the way across so we can remove it when we need to.
All right, that should do it.
One more for me.
Saul.
Right here.
Watch the door. Michael needs a break.
Hey, I'm sorry that I...
Hey, don't be sorry. Just do it.
Where is she?
Riley took her into their room. She was pretty shook up.
Don't worry about her. Here we are. Saul and I stayed in the here last night.
What's wrong with him? Is he okay?
He's just exhausted.
How's the girl doing?
Oh, Lizzie, she'll be all right. I found some meds in the cabinet that should calm her down.
Thanks.
Put Saul and move it already.
There wasn't much I remembered after that. Seconds after hitting the mattress, my whole world went black. When I woke, it was already morning. Someone had taken off my shoes and pants, but I wasn't about to ask who. For a minute, I had forgotten what happened to the world. The morning sunlight burned my eyes. The place seemed so different with the lights on. The smell was different, too. Pancakes.
Oh, shit! Look who's up already.
How long was I out?
It's Friday.
Well, I slept 24 hours?
There was no waking you up, Sarge.
Wait, where is everyone? What's going on?
Relax. Nothing's happening. They stopped pounding on the door about an hour after we boarded it up. We haven't heard anything since. Angel's watching it right now.
And the others?
Oh, they're gathering supplies from the other apartments. Man, you should have seen them speed off after that. Something about raiding other people's shit just lit them up.
You make some of those for me?
Like I'm not going to take care of my Sarge. Besides, gotta use up the eggs before they go bad. The girls are gathering up everything that expired throughout the building. We're going to have some peace tonight.
Man, you have no idea how good those smell right now.
When was the last time you ate? When my cookie smells good, you know something is seriously wrong with you.
Oh, God, these are great, Saul. You having some?
I already had a full stack. Go nuts. Hey, I overheard what Angel said to you in the stairwell.
Oh, you did? Yeah, well...
I mean, he's an ass. Don't listen to him. You did what you had to do.
Yeah, but, he was right in a way. I could have done some damage.
You know what? You did a Hail Mary pass, and that shit wasn't intercepted, so it's all right. Everyone just appreciates the win. Especially me.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Out with it.
Lizzie, man. That's one fine piece of ass. I mean, we gotta start repopulating, right? Think about it.
Hey, her boyfriend was killed by those things like a day ago. I don't think he had much of a chance. Wait, what happened to your girl? When you keep on trying to call?
Look, I'm sure she's not gonna mind. But Lizzie, I may not have a chance right now, but give it some time. I mean, we're going to be stuck here for a while and well, let's face it. Look at our other options. Pegs, sure she's cute and all, but pretty fucking uptight if you ask me. She won't even touch a gun. What the hell's up with that?
Well, have you even talked to her? I wouldn't go judging before you get to know her. Not everyone grew up with guns like you did, okay? I didn't until the military. She may be really afraid of him. I don't know, maybe something could have happened to her, and maybe someone she cared about got hurt.
So I guess you thought about this a lot, huh?
I'm just trying to figure everyone out. That intel side of me. The more I know, the better I can deal.
Whatever. As I was saying, now Riley's on the other side of the coin. I don't mind a bit of a spunk, but I like to be the one in charge of a relationship. Okay, she's like a woman, if you know what I mean.
It seems like you've been thinking about this a lot.
Well, it beats thinking about whatever else is out there. Gives me hope and something to look forward to. I mean, it's a pretty small pond now. I might have a chance.
Wow.
Who is it?
It's Riley.
Shit. You think she heard us?
Come on.
Hey, we were going through upstairs and we found this. Looks like a Colt 45.
Well, you know your guns. Any ammunition?
Just a box. Here.
You find anything else interesting?
Yeah. Lizzie is upstairs gathering medicine from everyone's cabinets and bringing it down here.
Why here?
See, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I was thinking maybe we should have a little store or something that we keep everything valuable. That way we know what we have and what we need. If someone gets hurt and needs antibiotics, we wouldn't go looking through every room to find it.
That's a good idea. You run it by Angel. He's the officer.
I thought I could run it by you, and maybe you could mention it to him.
Well, why don't you just do it? Why are you asking us in the first place?
Well, because you're in charge. Not Angel, right?
What?
Pegs, technically Angel is an officer, so he's higher up than me.
But you have more experience, right? You actually know what you're doing.
I knew this might come up. Look, Angel is an officer, which means he's trained to look at the big picture, to look at the overall mission. Sometimes I need to be reminded of that. I'm supposed to look after how we get the mission done, and to look after all of you. It's just how it works.
Still, I feel better talking to you. Would you mind talking to him about it?
Well, I will do that, but you can go ahead and get started on the shot.
Thanks, Michael.
Wait, where are you setting up?
There was a large 3-bedroom at the end of the hall. It's big enough.
And your idea? It's very clever. Nice work.
Thanks.
Pegs, why don't you go find Lizzie and help her out? I'll catch right up.
You sure? I mean, I can wait for you and...
No, it's all right. Just go, okay?
Oh, okay.
Please, would one of you give her something to do? She hasn't left me alone for more than 2 seconds.
Well, I'm not sure what we can do about that right now. The garden on the roof is a great idea, but until we clear out Bill, she needs to do something else.
Oh, but she's driving me crazy. Ever since I took her to the roof of the flower shop, she hasn't left my side.
Well, you found your niche, the store. Why don't you put her in charge of something so she has a niche as well?
What about the power? Or the water? What if we run out? Maybe have her fill up all the bathtubs in the building. No matter when it goes, we'll have a decent supply.
I like that. It's great. I'll go and let her know.
Where's Dad too?
He's with Angel. Why?
Saul, you give me an idea.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Buying, selling, whether a first-time home buyer or purchasing your 50th home, Jeremy Wayland of Reiki Realty is the realtor for you. Specializing in first-time homes, multi-residential, and Chapman housing, he has the service for you. A fifth-generation Orange resident, he cares about the Orange community. It has never been a better time to buy with tax incentives, low interest rates, and affordable home prices. Call Jeremy today at 714-745-7318. That's Jeremy at 714-745-7318. You will be glad you did. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer. Featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Wayland and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk. Casey Wayland. This has been a Wayland production.